Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Ein Bein Yontif L'Shabbos, Ela Oichol Nefesh Bavad. There is no difference between Yontif and Shabbos, except for Oichol Nefesh, meaning any Malacha, which is Asar on Shabbos, is also Asar on Yontif, except for Malachas that are needed to prepare food, and those are Mutar on Yontif. This Mishnah is in accordance with Beis Shammai, but Beis Hillel holds that any Malacha, which is needed to prepare food with, is also mutter for anything that you need l'tzarich yontif or l'tzarich mitzvah, as Beis Hillel holds of the klal of mitzarich shehutra l'tzarich hutra nami shelo l'tzarich. Since the Torah was matir these malachis, l'tzarich ochel nefesh, so those malachis are mutter also for anything that you need for yontif. Ein bein Shabbos l'yom HaKippurim ela shezeh doinei b'dei adam v'zeh doinei b'kari. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippurim, meaning any malacha which is asur on Shabbos is also asur on Yom Kippurim. The difference is that if you do a malacha on Shabbos, that is punishable b'dei adam, meaning that you get skila. And a malacha that you do on Yom Kippurim is punishable m'neshamayim, you get kares, even though the truth is that if you do on Malacha and Yom HaKippurim, there is also a punishment, Bidei Adam, you get Malchus. But the Iker punishment is Bidei Shemayim, which is Kares. Maseches Megillah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Ein Ben HaMudar HaNoah Mechaveru, La Mudar Mimenu Maichu. There is no difference between somebody who takes a Neder and who will not derive any benefit from his friend's property, or somebody who takes a Neder that he will not derive any benefit from his friend's food. Ela drisas haregel v'kelim she'ein oisin behem oichol nefesh, except for crossing into his friend's property and borrowing kelim which are not used to prepare food. These would be mutter if he was moder mimenu maichol, as opposed to if he was moder hanoah mechavero, then they would be usher, even though these things are not worth a shavafruta. But if the kelim that he's borrowing are normally rented out for at least a shavu pruta, then even if he was moter mimenu maichol, it would be also for him to borrow these kelim from his friend. And the reason being, because this shavu pruta that he is saving by borrowing his friend's kli could be used to buy maichol, and he made a neder offering any hana hamavia l'day maichol, any benefit that he will have from his friend that could bring him to buy a maichol. Ein bein nedarim l'nedavos, Ela shahanidarim chaye bachriyusim, u nedavos eino chaye bachriyusim. There is no difference between a neder and a nedava. A neder is when somebody says harei alai korban. A nedava is when somebody says harei behemazu korban. Except that if he says harei alai korban, then he is chaye bachriyusim. If he is mafresh a behema and that behema subsequently gets lost, he's mechuyev to bring a different behema. As opposed to if he says harei behemazu korban and that behemah gets lost, he's not chayev bachriyusam. He doesn't have to bring another behemah. The reason being, because if he says harei alai, he's being mechayev himself to bring a korban, not a specific animal. And therefore, if one animal gets lost, he must bring another animal. As opposed to if he says harei behemazu korban, is not being mechayev himself. Instead, he's being magdish a specific behemah. So therefore, if that behemah gets lost, he's no longer chayev. But as far as Baal Ta'achar is concerned, which is that if three rebellion pass and he still didn't bring the korban, then he is over on Baal Ta'achar, as he is mechuyev to bring the korban within the first three rebellion from the time he makes the neder. Now, as far as Baal Ta'achar, there's no chilek between a neder and a nedavah.